This is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm here with Dr. Sindhu Addison. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Doctor, it is flu season. There's no secret about that right now. Holidays and so much more. We're going to be around family, friends, and just, you know, with the season change, flu happens. So can you give us an overview of the flu or influenza, and what's the cause?
Yeah, so influenza, commonly known as the flu, is a contagious respiratory illness caused by influenza viruses. It can lead to mild or severe illness, and in some cases may even be fatal. And the flu is typically spread through droplets when infected individuals cough, sneeze, or talk.
So those are some of the symptoms, Dr. Addison. Coughing, what else is a symptom of the flu?
Yeah, so common symptoms of the flu include fever, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, really body aches a lot of people have, headaches, chills, fatigue.
And that can often, sometimes people might think that they might have a common cold.
Yeah, the flu is different from a cold in the sense that flu symptoms usually come on very suddenly and are usually much more severe than a common cold. Cold symptoms are generally mild and may include like a runny or stuffy nose, sneezing, mild cough, but rarely a fever.
And with all of those symptoms, Dr. Addison, when is it time to see a doctor?
It's time to see a doctor if you experience severe symptoms, such as difficulty breathing, chest pain, persistent vomiting, or symptoms that improve and return with fever or a worse cough. And I would encourage folks to seek medical attention promptly for young children, pregnant women, elderly, and individuals with really underlying health conditions or chronic conditions.
So you mentioned prompt medical care. When should someone go to the emergency room?
So generally, you want to go to the emergency room if your symptoms are very severe, i.e. significant trouble breathing, significant chest pain, shortness of breath. Those are the situations where you want to go to the emergency room. We have these Northwestern immediate cares all throughout the city and Chicagoland where we're more than capable of evaluating you as an initial place to go. And there we can really check your vitals, test you for flu and other viruses, and really kind of assess. And even if we need to do medication, we can do that as well.
Definitely noted, Dr. Addison, a lot of important information today. I am Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Addison, what ways can someone prevent the flu this year and lower the spread of infection?
Generally, some of my big tips are we want to encourage folks to get vaccinated annually because the flu virus is constantly changing. Each year, new strains of the virus emerge and the vaccine is updated to include those strains. By receiving the vaccine annually, you ensure that your body is protected against the most prevalent strains of the virus for that particular season. You know, avoid close contact with sick individuals. You know, if you are sick yourself, stay at home to avoid spreading this to others. Really cover your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze. Make sure to clean or disinfect frequently touched surfaces and just maintain good hand hygiene by washing your hands regularly. And, you know, main thing is prevention is key. So take these precautions can help protect you and yourself and those around you.
Your first big tip is for us to get vaccinated. So how important is that vaccination?
Yeah, I would just, you know, really encourage the vaccination as that is our primary form of prevention and prevention of severe flu or even severe symptoms. You want to stay at home if you're not feeling well to just prevent any, you know, spread of this illness and just, you know, just focus on staying healthy, maintaining healthy habits and taking care of yourself, sleep, eat, and just take care of yourself. And then avoid, if you're sick, just avoid spreading this to others.
Now, would that include zipping up your coat and wearing your hat when you go outside?
Yes, stay warm. Yeah, just wear layers and stay warm.
We're in Chicago after all.
Yeah, that is true.
So bundle up. You definitely don't have to tell me twice. And we touched on the overview of the flu or influenza and what the cause of it is. Also, the common flu symptoms and how it's different from a cold. Also, the time to see a doctor when you feel those flu symptoms and ways that we can all prevent the flu this year and lower the spread of infection. Dr. Sindhu Addison, you've been absolutely amazing and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.